proactive, Christ-finished work. God is not just a safety net. He wants to protect you from harm and provide for you in advance of your need. Is he available before the problem or only after? By Barry Bennett. I was speaking with someone recently who made a comment that resonated with me. They said, God is not just a grief counselor. The idea behind that statement was that so many Christians view their relationships with God as one of consolation after a failure or tragedy. If you're hurting, broken, or devastated, you can count on God to be there for you. We usually hear the following statement in such times. God has everything under control. Well, I don't want to diminish the ministry of the Holy Spirit in comforting and healing the afflicted. When we reduce God to the mere role of grief counseling, we're accepting the idea that we have no resources in this world and that we are at the mercy of adverse circumstances. We're just trying to hang on until He comes or we pass from this life. Is this an accurate view of God? Consider for a moment what God has given to us and what He expects of us. And number one, we're expected to reign in life, Romans 5:17. Number two, we're expected to pray believing and receive what we ask for, Mark 11:23-24. Number three, we're expected to put on the whole armor of God and stand, Ephesians 6:13-18. Number four, we have been given the name above all names, Philippians 2:9-11. Number five, we can be endued with power by the Holy Spirit, Luke 24:49. Number six, we have been given exceeding precious promises, 2 Peter 1:3-4. Number seven, we are partakers of a better promise, a better covenant, Hebrews 8:6. Number eight, we have the keys of the kingdom, Matthew 16:18-19. Number nine, we have authority to bind and loose, Matthew 16:19. Number 10, we have the authority of the Word of God, Acts 14:3. Number 11, we are seated with Him in heavenly places, Ephesians 2:6. Number 12, no weapon formed against us should prosper, Isaiah 54:17. 13, by His stripes we were healed, Isaiah 53:5. Number 14, we can tread upon all the works of the enemy, Luke 10:19. Number 15, we can resist the devil and he will flee, James 4:8. This list could go on and on. In other words, God is more than a grief counselor. He has provided us with more than enough to take charge of our circumstances and establish His will. We can be proactive with our resources, or we can sit back and be overwhelmed with the storms of life. The choice is ours.